From the KBIU Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Two candidates are running in today's municipal election to fill the open seat on the Boone Hospital Board of Trustees. Greg Steinhoff, a Columbia native, has over 28 years of experience in healthcare as a pharmacist and owner of an outpatient services company. He previously served on the board from 1999 to 2005. While Steinhoff says both he and his opponent, Mark Dempsey, are great candidates, he feels his extensive experience sets him apart.
I've served on the Boone Hospital Board of Trustees and very familiar with the hospital and especially viewing healthcare through the eyes of the hospital.
Steinhoff says if he were elected, one of his first tasks would be to determine the best plan of action for when the hospital's lease with BJC Healthcare ends in 2 years. Polls opened at 6 a.m. and closed tonight at 7. A bill on Governor Eric Greitens' desk would limit how much money insurance companies would have to pay after accidents. The proposal, approved by both the Missouri House and Senate, would affect cases where multiple people are owed money from an insurance company, such as after a car accident in which a driver hurts multiple people. If Greitens signs the bill, the driver's insurance company could not be obligated to pay more than is listed in its contract, even if the driver was later sued. Proponents say this will protect insurance companies from having to pay unreasonable amounts of money, and opponents say this opens individual policyholders up to more risk. Columbia voters will cast their ballots in the second ward city council election today. Incumbent Michael Trapp is running against challenger Paul Love for the second time. Trapp says he hopes voters consider his strong track record in public safety.
We've brought a Northside police station that's going to open in 2020. We have two community outreach unit officers who are showing the promises of community policing in the second ward and around our most vulnerable areas of the city.
But candidate Paul Love, a network analyst for Carfax, contends that public safety needs to be a bigger priority for the city, according to the Columbia Missourian. Love was arrested for a DWI last week, which he attributed to diabetes complications. If Trapp wins, this will be his third term in office. Polls are open today from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is demanding information from Facebook following allegations that the social media giant mishandled user data. The Republican Senate candidate announced Monday that his office issued a civil investigative demand, which functions like a subpoena. It seeks details on how Facebook collects and shares user information. Facebook official Will Castleberry, in a statement yesterday, said the company looks forward to responding when it gets details of the request. Hawley is among 37 attorneys general who signed a letter last week asking Facebook similar questions. The Federal Trade Commission is also investigating. Hawley's announcement follows revelations that a consulting firm affiliated with President Donald Trump got data on millions of unsuspecting Facebook users. Facebook also faces criticism for collecting data on call and text histories from Android users. Erin Schrader, KBIE News.